Well, God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and it's another great day today. And I was thinking, every day that we wake up, we've got another day of life and living, another day God has blessed us with. And God's compassions are new every morning, and his faithfulness is great, and he never forsakes us and he never leaves us. And sometimes we might wake up and we might not feel so great, or we might wake up very blessed. But whatever state we're in, we should always recognize that God is with us, and he really wants us to be happy. He wants us to have things to look forward to. He wants us to enjoy the life that he's given to us through what Jesus Christ accomplished for us. And the life which is more abundant is a life without fear and worries and anxieties for the future, or anxieties for the day. You know, worrying about different things that could be there. But we have to understand that God has the solution and the answers, and we just walk with him. So we get up every day, we thank him for giving us another day, and that we know that he's woken us up because he's got a plan, and he's gotten a future, and he's got an expected end. He has great works that he's be foreordained that we should walk in. And when we are fixed our hearts and our minds on him, and we acknowledge him, you know, wake up, acknowledge God, and you know, he's going to direct your paths, and he wants us to really trust in him. He doesn't want us to worry, he doesn't want us to be anxious about anything, how things are going to turn out, where things are going. And you know, God is building his church, his body, and he's directing everything. And he's the one that's doing the work, and he just needs us to be at rest and to allow him to energize us and to give us inspiration every day. And God really is inspiring our hearts. And just remembering, you know, like, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord watch the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. So we see just from that scripture there that no matter what efforts we think that we gotta do to make things happen and grow, it's fruitless unless God is inspiring that in your heart and your mind. You know, we're trying to protect everything and God's not with it. You know, we are doing it in our own strength and effort. But when we rest, when we trust, like it says in Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord, Jehovah, with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. He's going to direct your path. You know, so we're not to lean to our own understanding, in our own reasoning, our own thoughts, our own ideas about how we're going to do things. But we get up and we thank God for a great day that is before us. We thank him that he knows what he's doing, and that we know that he's given us before ordained works. So we thank him. Father, I thank you this day for your before ordained works that you want me to do. Now, that could be getting up, doing your daily routine. It could be sitting down, relaxing, enjoying, reading, listening, whatever it may be. It could be very simple things. And then God will open the doors and arrange things for you. If he wants you to speak to someone, he can open that door. If he wants you to call someone, he can inspire that in your heart. Or he can inspire someone else to call you. You know, so it's not that we got to do rituals and routines, apart from our daily routine of waking up, getting dressed, having breakfast, you know, doing the things that needs to be done. So today, you know, I was up a lot earlier today than usually, which was a great blessing, waking up at 5:45, and I woke up fresh, blessed, inspired, and I had to take Kim into work. She's had a couple of weeks off work, and so her fam was at work, so I had to drive her in, and it was a great opportunity for me. You know, it wasn't a burden on me, it was a blessing, because I could get up, get out, and you know, change up my routine for what I usually do. And so to take him to work, pray together, and you know, make sure she was happy when I left her, gave her a good, you know, good morning, God bless you, have a great day, sweetheart, you're the best. And, you know, she went off blessed, I drove off blessed, and now I'm sat outside my shop, just down the road, well, about 3 miles down the road from where I live. I got to get a few things in there, and so I thought I'd come and do that. And then just before I get out of the car now, I just felt inspired just to do a little recording, and just, I was thinking driving back, just how simple God has made things for us. And how sometimes we can make things so complicated, we can get ourselves tied up in knots, we can get ourselves stressed like a Martha, you know, like worrying about who's going to do this and who's going to do that. And but like we can be like Mary, we can sit at the Master's feet, you know, we can sit at God's feet, and we ask Him to inspire us with His thoughts and His ideas. And the work for God is not on us. Like, this is God's work, so He's going to build, He's going to add. You know, and we, you know, if it's in our heart, we desire labourers, we pray for the labourers, we pray to the Lord of the harvest that He will throw out those labourers, that He'll put them in our path, or us in their path, and that He arranges everything lovely for us, just like God arranged for the eunuch in the book of Acts, you know, for Philip to go to him, because the guy was reading Isaiah and he didn't understand what he was reading, but he was desiring. And so God arranged for Philip to join him, to open up the understanding of the scriptures to him. And so when we just do those simple things like that, then God's work is getting done. And so God is arranging everything, like Peter and John going on to the temple. They were going to prayer. You know, they didn't have any idea that what was going to happen that day, apart from that they was getting up and they was going to go to the temple, they was going to pray, and then they seen this guy, and God showed them that this guy had faith to be healed, and this guy they ministered to, he stood up, he leaped, and he praised God, going into the temple, and God added 5,000 to the church, you know, daily such as should be saved. So God arranged these things. You know, God arranged the day of Pentecost for the people to be there, for the people to be added. And so God is arranging things for you, and God is arranging things for us, and we don't have to be anxious about it. You know, He's taking care of your health. He's already provided everything through Jesus Christ. So if you have any ailments, you just declare that you are healed. I am healed, I'm delivered. If you have any anxiety, you give it to God. Father, this is not my burden, but this burden belongs to you. So you take this burden off my heart, and I cast this to you. I give you all my problems, and now these problems are yours. It's not my burden, it's not my care. And I know that your yoke is easy and your burdens are light, and that you want me to stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made me free, and not to be entangled with any type of bondage. So we stand fast, we hold fast to what Jesus Christ accomplished for us, who we are now in Christ. You are truly free. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So every day is every day. We just continue daily with God, we stay with God daily. We continue practicing the things that we know to do, which are very beneficial for us. And, you know, God wants us to enjoy the benefits of walking with Him, hearing His voice, seeing His deliverance, seeing His power at work, seeing people's lives change when we speak those words of life to people. Just like, you know, the angel said, go stand and speak in the temple all the words of this life. You know, we're to speak all the words of this life, this heavenly life, not the worldly life, but all the words of this life. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You know, so we speak the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, what He has accomplished, what's been made available, and that people can have a direct access to God, a living relationship with the creators of the heaven and the earth who loves us, that we can boldly go to Him, and we can give Him our problems, we can give Him our desires, we can ask God for anything,
and he will do it for us because he wants to bless us. God is happy to bless you. He really wants you to be happy, and he's not judging you, he's not condemning you. And you know, if we have an error that needs correcting, God corrects it. God reproves different things in our lives in a loving way so that we can receive it and is not burdensome to correct. And God instructs us with his heavenly words, with his wisdom. So we want the wisdom of God. And you know, when we walk by the Spirit of God and we walk in that wisdom of God, there's nothing that God is withholding from you because you're walking uprightly. You know, God is our sun and his and our shield. He gives us grace, favor. He gives us glory. And he wants us to shine bright in this world. But if we're looking at our situations, our relationships that may not be so great, or our finances that may not be so great, or our health, then we're distracted from the truth that you are wealthy, you are healthy, you are prosperous because God is with you, you are prosperous. Jesus became poor so we could become rich in every area of life and living. And you know, God wants us to have our thoughts well arranged, that we know what we're doing, that we move with that inspiration of God. And so daily life we live, and we're thankful knowing that God is with us. He holds us by the right hand. We know is that he's met every need. It's already accomplished in Christ. And we know that he wants us to be abundantly blessed so that we can be a blessing to other people, that we can tell people of the goodness of God, of his light, of his love. And remembering that every day, there's only 24 hours in one day. We just enjoy every day. And in that one day, God can just make great things happen. He can change situations around in a second. He can open up doors that we never thought was available to us to open. He can bring you great abundance that you never thought was available to you. Because God always makes a way. And so when you get any different thoughts that are contrary to what God says about you, it says that we're to cast down imagination and everything that exalts of itself against the knowledge of God, and we're to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. We bring back everything to what God says. And God says you're lovely. God says you're beautiful. God says you're more than conquerors. God says you're the head. He says you're not the tail. He says you're the head and not the tail. He says you're seated at his own right hand in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God says that you're an heir to God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Everything that Jesus Christ has inherited, you've inherited. So these are the type of thoughts that we think about. We don't think about the worries, the fears and the doubts. You know, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer, you give all your cares to God, you give him your desires, you thank him that he's met every need, you thank him that he's given you great abundance, and whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are honest and true, and of a virtue, you know, we're to think on these things. God says you think on the good things. Set your affections on things above, not on the things of this earth. And, you know, that peace of God will rule in your heart. And that word rule in Colossians 3:15, where it says, let the peace of God. See, we got to let the peace of God rule in our heart. And that word rule is like an umpire. So when they play tennis, you got right in the middle there and a big high seat, an umpire, and it calls whether the ball's out or in. So that peace is like an umpire. It's telling us whether our thoughts are in the right place or in the wrong place, whether they're in bounds or out of bounds. And so God's peace passeth all understanding. You have that peace of God in you because you've got the Spirit of the living God dwelling in you. So God says, don't you worry. You just do the things that I've encouraged. You trust in me and you stay your mind on me. God says, I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me because he trusts in me. So God wants us to trust in him. He wants your thoughts to be beautiful thoughts. He wants the pictures in your heart and mind to be that of success, of outreach, of abundance, of health, of increase. And God is a God of great increase. He's not a God of decrease. He's not a God that decelerates. But when we're moving with him, we're in his jet stream. We're in that river of life in this life. And we're ruling and reigning in this life by one Jesus Christ. So every day we're ruling and reigning. We're taking every problem to God, every burden to God. And we're also taking our desires to God. We're thanking him that there's great growth, that there's great outreach, and that people are coming from darkness to light, that they're turning their hearts from the God of this world to the God who has created us and to his son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ paid the price for all of this. And we got a good message to give people. And thus, we got to give that good message to ourselves every day through the thoughts, through our words that we say and confess. And we got good news to give to people. We can tell people, you can be healed right now. You can come out of this poverty. You can come out of this lack. You can come from the slums to the palace. And it's up to you to believe the words we speak. So just speak your words boldly and have your confidence in God, not men. We're to trust in God and we're to rely upon him for everything. And God really, really is for you. He wants you to be encouraged. He wants you to have a great day every day. And even though there might be many things that you've got to do in one day, you can only do one thing at a time. You know, just make a little list of the things you got to do and just do them one day at a time. If you don't get it all finished, put it onto the next day's list. But God is with you and God wants you to have vision, his revelation, his picture in your mind, his vision of how he's working in your life and the way he wants you to move and how he's directing you. So God is really a great God and he's so much for you, such a kind God. He's so kind, he's not against you. And sometimes we might be thinking things wrong or speaking things wrong or we might do something wrong. And God doesn't look at that. He just wants you to have a willing heart to go to him and to trust in him and to depend upon him. So when we do these simple things, and you know, sometimes you might even think that your situation isn't improving. Don't look at that. You know, because God, with one word, can change everything. And the truth is, God is at work behind the scenes. And your faith brings into manifestation the things that God has promised you and blessed you with. And God is at work in your situation. So we don't hinder him with our wrong talk, our wrong thinking, our wrong actions. But we just rest. Rest in God. Enter into his rest and let God do the work, because it's by his grace and it's by his mercy and it's by his love. If God doesn't want to build things, he won't build things. If God doesn't want to bless you, he won't bless you, but he's already blessed you. He said, look, I'm for you guys. Look, I've spoken all the great things into your life and you've received my spirit. So now you are sons. You're not servants. I haven't put my spirit on you on a condition. So you live, you move, and you enjoy this life, and you be blessed, and you have great expectation. Don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at the troubles, but you look to me. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe God, you believe in me. That's what Jesus said to his disciples. He gave them great encouragement. And God is giving you today great encouragement. His word is in your heart and in your mouth. And God is energizing you. He's continuously working in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He is for you. And you are mighty. And you are prosperous. You are healthy. You are rich. Because you're rich because of what Jesus Christ done. You're rich in the heart. You're rich in the mind. You're rich in your words. You're rich in your relationships. You're rich in your finances. You're rich in your ministry. You're rich in your outreach. These are great words, heavenly words that we can speak and declare and that we can enjoy our relationship with God, listening to his still small voice. So God bless you, and have a wonderful day.